So I'm getting ready to go back to work in a couple of days, and I'm finishing up a project that I started almost 3 weeks ago now. Just kind of let it sit for a while because of its tedious nature. But as I sit here and work on this project, anytime I work on anything, my brain goes into think mode. And the subject currently on my mind is the topic of dishonesty, deception, integrity, truthfulness, transparency. I know those are not all considered to be the same thing, but to me, they kind of all go hand in hand. So, whenever in my assessment of people, I assess myself that they have been the opposite of any of those things. They've been dishonest, they've lacked integrity, they have been untruthful, they have somehow deceived, then they get lumped into that bucket of, I really don't want to have anything to do with you. And that puts an awful lot of people in that bucket. Because I know that at some point or another, everyone is going to do it. I ask myself, when am I being deceitful? When am I hiding things? When am I not saying something that I should be saying? And when do you go from not saying something because you're being deceitful about it, aka lying, to not saying something because it just doesn't need to be said? It's such a fine line. The problem is that so many people have their own rational reasons for not saying something. So I guess, I then sit there and have to say to myself, well, is this a pattern? And I guess that's a decent measure. Is it a pattern? Has this person done it before? Do they do it consistently? How big do they do it? Or how small? So I guess in a lot of ways it boils down to patterns, right? Did this person lie before? How badly did they lie? Was it a big lie or a little lie? Was it a significant lie? Was it important that they lied? Was it not important? Why did they lie, therefore ultimately deceive? And to me, lies come in a lot of different forms. Spinning the truth a little bit. Not telling all the details about something. Exaggeration. Ooh, does that fall under lies? I think sometimes it does. And how do we treat it? For me, lies have been the end of many relationships I've had. Especially when the lies are constant. Like every single little thing for no particular reason whatsoever. People need to lie about. So in the end, what does that leave us? Where does that leave me? If that is my line in the sand, where does it leave us? Where does it leave me? Where does it leave the people in my life? Recently, it leaves me divorced. It leaves me having imaginary arguments with people that don't even know they still exist in my mind. And these imaginary arguments actually create a visceral response, which I really need to stop, because it is emotionally and physically sickening. Who am I to think that I am so righteous? Now, while it does affect my relationships with people, I either disassociate myself from them, or I simply have them in the periphery of my day. I need to realize that if I keep being such an extremist, I'm gonna be a very isolated person. I just can't stand it. Being lied to. It makes me feel like a fool. It makes me feel tricked and played, disrespected. And that is what drives the behavior. That feeling of disrespect. You know, kind of like when you know that the popular girls are talking about you, making fun of you, laughing at your expense, that's the anger that I get when somebody lies to me. That's that rage of how dare you? How dare you do something like that behind somebody's back? You know, just when they're defenseless, unable to defend themselves, to say something, to come back, or just to even know that they were the butt of a lie. I mean, at least to know that isn't always the case, and there isn't always something that I can do about it. So there's this feeling of just you can't do anything about it. Can't even, it's just it's anger, it's rage, it's insult, it's what the fuck. If you're wondering what that noise is in the background, it's me cutting paper. Anyway, so I guess the question is, what do I do, for me anyway, about the rage that I feel over things I cannot control? How do I gain control over that visceral response that just takes over? It's infuriating. And then I get mad at the fact that I can't do anything about it. Oh, it's like a double whammy. Yep. I'm working on it, though. I'm working on learning to shrug my shoulders and accepting that I cannot control everything. What's that prayer? Give me the strength to accept the things I cannot control. Let them go. You know, and the thing is that when it's big things, when it's major shit, like, you know, hey, you owe $10,000 in taxes because you made some poor marriage choices. You know, shit like that, I'm just kind of like, yeah, already. There we go. There it is. There's that. But little shit like, okay, I knew so-and-so dicked you over, and even though you're my wife, she's my daughter, and she takes precedent, even though she is an adult, and she's making fully adult decisions. And I opted to marry you and not her, but hey, she's my blood and you're not. Hence, divorce. Shit like that, little stuff. I guess that's not so little, but the little lie was little. But the compounded lies are not little. It's bunches of little lies. Not major big lies. Like, holy fuck, you know, not shit like that. I guess as I think about it, I can deal with life. I can deal with life. I can deal with big life shit happening, and I just kind of roll with it. But I can't deal with little shit. Can't deal with it. It's like pet peeves. Number one being lying, deceit, deception, whatever you want to call it. Concealing. Whatever. Whatever word Vulcan Spock comes up with. To me, they're all lies. Can't deal with them. Throw a tornado my way, I can probably handle that. Throw a fucking little white lie, and I have a shit fit. I know. And then I end up having an emotional response. My gut just turns away. And my health churns with it. And I need to ask myself if this is all worth it. Ultimately, I decide it's not. It's in my best interest to just go back into my cocoon and just stay there for a bit. I can't live my entire life in my cocoon. I don't want to. Hence the dilemma. I know everybody lies. A lot of times I find myself asking myself, well, if I don't talk to my husband about this, is that me lying? But then again, we've been separated for 4 years. The divorce papers are being prepared as I speak. And he doesn't talk to me about shit. So why should I talk to him about shit? I know, fucking dilemma. It's a dilemma. It's my dilemma. It's my dilemma. But I guess in me talking to myself about it, I've decided that once the divorce is final, I won't be talking to him about things, and so there's no point to continue talking to him about things. So in the end, there's no solution to my dilemma. And I'll just have to, I guess, just keep thinking through shit and addressing things as they happen and reminding myself of what I can control, what I should try to control, and what is completely the fuck out of my league. Which is very difficult for a control freak such as myself. I will nevertheless try harder. I keep reminding myself that everything happens for a reason. Keep reminding myself that whatever crosses my path I choose to learn from it, take it in, put it in my toolbox, allow it to strengthen me, and move on from it. That goes for people too. Some people were meant to be in your life forever. And some people were not. And I need to remember that and make choices accordingly. So, thank you for listening and allowing me to think out loud.